The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that more than 1,000 of these immigrant children have been placed in Louisiana homes. Federal immigration statistics gathered by Syracuse University show that most are likely in the New Orleans area. By the end of June, there were about 1,200 pending juvenile immigration cases in the state. All were in New Orleans Immigration Court, located in an office tower downtown. Loyola law professor Hiroko Kasuda and a group of law students are handling some of the cases pro bono through the Loyola Law Clinic.
They're not undocumented immigrants who are seeking benefits from the United States. They were refugees. I think that they should be accorded the assistance and help that they deserve under the U.S. refugee law.
Why are these migrant children here? Louisiana has two immigration courts, but only the New Orleans court handles cases for people who are not being held in detention centers. When children show up at the border alone, the federal government places them with relatives and sponsor families, and the New Orleans area is home to a relatively large number of Central Americans. Around 81% of these kids don't have a lawyer. Just 10% of unaccompanied minors without a lawyer are allowed to stay, compared to about half of those with a lawyer. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Charles Maldonado.